أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قائلون. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had commanded the Bani Israel they should enter the country of Sham, Syria, which is Barakna Hawdahu, which Allah has given a lot of barakah. It was the Maskan, the place of residence of plenty, plenty, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and great pious people, ulama. Just before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, a nation, Imalaqa, were non-believers. They had control over Sham. And now Allah gave the command that they should enter there and they will be given victory. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we had read, he sent 12 people who each one was a leader of his tribe to go and check the condition of Sham, Syria. They came with the report that it is a very, very fertile, very blessed place, but the nation that is there are very strong people, very powerful people. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, inform your tribes, but don't tell them about the strength and the power of these people. Just explain all the goodness and blessings which there are in Sham, in Syria. Only two observed the command of Musa alayhi salam. The others, they told them that there are these nations which are very, very strong and powerful. So in retaliation to that, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى بُولِ إِي مُوسَى, the people then spoke, the Bani Israel spoke to Musa alayhi salam and told him, إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا, پھر ہم ہرگز نہ جاویں گے ساری عمر پر, ساری عمر جب تک کہ وہ رہیں گے اس میں. Our whole lives we will not enter there. So strong people, we can't fight them. And we will not enter. We will just stay where we are. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا, so tu ja aur tera rab aur tum dono laro. And they had this great audacity and the stubbornness and great cowardness in that they said, we are just sitting here and our whole lives we sit here. We won't go. You go and your Allah and you people fight. In other words, they didn't want to use any asbab. And Allah just wants us to show an outward show of asbab, but the real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. And Allah had granted them, promised them victory already. They must just go there and they will gain victory. But that also they were not prepared to do. And those two people, Yusha alayhi salam and Talib, they informed their people that just go to the entrance there and victory is yours. And that land of great blessings will be given over to you. But they refused. Their stubbornness, their audacity and pride did not allow them to go. And they said, you people go and fight. وَرَبُّ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَائِدٌ, ہم تو یہی بیٹھے ہیں. We are just going to sit here. In other words, we want everything ready. We don't want to do anything. Everything must be done for us. Like the big lordships, that everything must be done for them and they must do nothing. So that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does not like. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw some people and he asked them, who are you? They said, we are the mutawakkilin. That is, we may just make tawakkul on Allah and we don't use any means, any asbab. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu worked them and told them, go and work and then trust on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So you must make your effort and then put your full trust on Allah ta'ala. That is what Islam wants from a person, to make effort and then put his trust on Allah ta'ala. And not like the Christians, the Rahbaniyyah, that they just stay in their monasteries, and then they just make they worship Allah. No, must we choose the means also, and then put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala, not on that means also. May Allah Ta'ala let us also learn this lesson, and we also observe it in our lives. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا